highest protection in the state like first of all, what is that and how we can get that goal. That Karsat Vishnu. Personally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asking question and Rama Mandara had an answer. So we know that from Bhakshasam, we were continuous 10 days, approximately 10 days, at least 10 days. So it is not possible to describe everything in 10 minutes, but we have found that topic in 10 minutes. So we will come to the subject matter I would like to deal with in this book of Rama Mandara.
Krishna Bhagavan. One who worships
Sri Krishna on the path of Raghava Bhakti will attend the Brajam Bandhan in Vrindavan. However, one man attend the blissful association of Krishna Chandra in Vrindavan by merely following Vidhi Mark, path of serving Krishna by repetitive principle. Therefore, one should accept Gopi Bhava and always remember Radha Krishna all day and night. After pronouncing Krishna, Ramananda Raya was something. After pronouncing his talk, Ramananda Raya saw something never seen before. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed himself as both Srimati Radha Rani and Sri Krishna. Seeing this, Ramananda Raya felt unconsciousness and tender bliss. In Jagannath Puri, Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, another topmost Rasik Vaishnava, joined Ramananda Raya to ultimately serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Together they helped Mahaprabhu taste the loving aspect of Madhurya Ras. In his Gambhira Lila, Sri Chaitanya would stay up all the night in rapture in Radharani's mood of separation from Shyam Sundara. Sing the own song and the poem of Vidyapati Chandidas, Ramananda Raya would delight Lord Gauranga with his enchanting melody. Krishnadas Kaviraj says that when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu felt intense pain of separation from Krishna, only Ramananda Raya talked about Krishna and Swarup Damodara's sweet song keep him alive. Ramananda Raya was the first person to reveal the deep variety of verse which Lord Chaitanya privately stored within himself. He saw Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the combined form of Rasrag Mahabhava. Rasrag Sri Krishna and Mahabhava Swarupini Sri Radha now appeared in one beautiful dazzling path. Lord Chaitanya once said, although I am in the renounced order of life, still my mind is sometimes disturbed even upon seeing a wooden part of human. But Ramananda Raya is greater than me, for he always remains undisturbed even when he touches a young woman. Of course, even in dreams, no one should attempt to imitate the extraordinary behavior of Sri Ramananda Raya. He was teaching young girls, Devi Dasi, to grasp that rust-laden drama by dancing in the temple for Lord Jagannatha's pleasure. He would also wear massage and reach the body of the beautiful young girls. In all creation, only Ramananda Raya possesses this quality of total self-control and absolute detachment. Upon meeting Bhavananda Raj, the father of Ramananda, Lord Gauranga said, "Indeed, you are Pandu and your five sons, Ramananda, Gopinath, Vaninath, Kalanidhi, Sudhanidhi, are the five Pandavas. Although sometimes called Arjuna, Ramananda Raya eternally served Radha Gopinath at Lalita Sakhi. Some Gauriya said he is Visakha Sakhi. His samadhi is in 64 samadhi area." Ramananda Raya. But in this book mentioned that some Vaishnava considered that Ramananda by the incarnation, partial incarnation of Arjuna, the father of Bhavanandu and Pandu and the five brothers. Out of five, Arjuna and Ramananda by Arjuna. And other Vaishnavas say in the divine incarnation of Lalita Shakti. Some devotee Vaishnava realization that he is a Visakha Satya, intimately connected with Samudra Dharana and Krishna. And in prison, his birth appeared to Ramananda, intimate association of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Few Upanishads also we will discuss about his philosophy. There is a celebrated conversation between Ramananda and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, close relation to the bank of Godavari River, Vijayanagar. I am afraid that first I should talk about the conversation part of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I can finish conversation part in good delivery. I did mention that this conversation continued for 10 days. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu every day for some certain time of discussion. And in part of discussion, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked Ramananda, please recite your first from the religious scriptures about the ultimate goal of life. Essence of highest perfectional state. That was the question Chaitanya Mahaprabhu posed. And then Ramananda Raya said that the children Varnashram Dharma, if we properly engage in Varnashram Dharma, then eventually we will get the highest perfectional state that is possible. Immediately Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rejected this idea. It must be who by the other. This is completely opposite external. What Ramana we are talking about? I ask the ultimate goal of life, the issues of all perfectional state, but we are talking about Varnashram Dharma. A hope by external union, Aage Kumara. And then Chaitanya Ramananda was doing this and doing it, many questions and answers. One point, Ramananda Raya told, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asked what is the ultimate goal of life, then Ramananda Raya Pahe Gyan Mishra Bhakti Shakti. Essence of all perfection is Jnana Nishtha Bhakti. Bhakti with knowledge, full understanding, not sentiment. But he came to the point of Bhakti. Jnana Nishtha Bhakti is essence of all perfection. Ramana very big authority and then he quoted Bhagavad Gita. Pranabhuta samatmana sukti nakanthate samatrati sukti sukti sukti. Ramana went to talk to Mr. Stavra. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew why this is also external. And Ramana said, you are talking about Bhakti. And the Vedas keep us support this. Pranabhuta samatmana sukti nakanthate Samasarvesi Bhutesu Madhavati Dhatate Paramasi. The statement of who can pretend that this external, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu right at this time, this is another external. Then Ramananda Raya Pahe Gyan Shunya Bhakti Sakrasa. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please tell something. Raya Pahe Gyan Shunya Bhakti Sakrasa. The Ramananda Raya for the devotional service without any touch of knowledge is the essence of all perfection. First was ज्ञान मिश्रा भक्ति ना उत्कृष्ट ज्ञान पुण्य भक्ति एंड देन अभी भी होते ज्ञान प्रयास मोद पास मन कई जीवन संता और ये बात कोई बात एट दिस पॉइंट अप टू दिस पॉइंट जितने महात्मा थे के वो बाय दिस इज एक्सटर्नल प्लीज देयर समथिंग मोर सुपीरियर दिस इज बट व्हेन इज ज्ञान शून्य भक्ति साक्षात डिवोशनल सर्विस विदाउट एनी टच ऑफ पब्लिक द इश्यूज ऑफ ऑल परफेक्शन एंड दिस पॉइंट चैप्टर में आपको ये वो होगा ये दिन का पार्ट जो बात और कुछ ये वो होगा श्री गौरदाय की श्री श्री
one price you have to pay. Tatra lavalyam
develop an intense desire, intense grip, get it immediately. The you are easy, you are qualified, cannot get this.
Yeah. In other words, to take birth in Bharat
यानी इंद्रियां एक निपुण सेवा उपयोगी इसी सूत्र
taking birth as a human being and India, they are worshipping demigod, Sanskrit, because of, I am even
still they are very much attached to Russian state religious culture. The Bharatiya religious system kam nahi hai. They are also worshipping deity, followers of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They are also worshipping and they are full of sincerity. That is motivated materiality. So, what about that? That is also because when any person worships the Krishna, so it is satyam sati adhvartha. Then, with the material motivation, someone worships, satisfy the Krishna, engage in emotional service, certainly Krishna will fulfill their desire. At the same time, Krishna goes out of the way, Hari goes out of the way, and he gives his nijapath palava. If they have any desire for sense gratification, in motivation, Krishna fulfills that desire. Sometimes that desire is spiced for little thing. Krishna is more than that. And not only opportunity for sense gratification, material desire, same time Krishna Bhakti says, Swayam Bhakti Vayatam Anikshita. Iksha Vidhanam Nijipada Pado. Krishna gives his pure devotion of protection for him, the shelter of the lotus feet, and once then materially motivated devotee by intense desire for sense gratification, when he really relishes the sweetness of the devotional service, immediately he ceases from any material desire, because he is free from material desire. So Krishna goes out of way and gives him protection for him, you know, devotional service. And once that, in the beginning, that devotee was motivated, material desire, then he gets the taste. Though he did not ask for devotional service, he was interested for sense gratification. But Krishna gives him devotional service, shelter, lotus feet. And then at that point, that materially motivated devotee tastes the sweetness of devotional service, immediately he was completely purified and his all desires were purified. Anya Vilashita, he comes to the Prabhupada, Anya Vilashita, and typical example is Dhruva Maharaj. Dhruva Maharaj engaged himself in devotional service not for spiritual progress. He was not interested in devotional service. He only wanted the most opulent, most prosperous kingdom. For that reason, he engaged himself in devotional service. Sama Vilashi Vasishtha Prabhupada. I execute devotional service. I perform austerity for Sama Vilashi. I was desiring, I desire to get the most opulent but my dear Lord, Vam Praptavan, Dev Munda Puyam, I came out from my house searching for kingdom, but I brought you. Thana Vilashi Kapsishtuham, Vam Praptavan, Dev Munda Puyam. When Dev, when the demigod, Munindra, Sankadi, Shiva, Brahma, they are trying to better place to obtain for devotional service. Most of the time they are favored, but I am innocent, ignorant, 5 years old boy. By your mercy, I love you personally. I am fortunate enough to see this place. Then Kacham Krishna Aditya Ratnam, Dhruva Maharaj, Kaushal Gaur, most material opulent, most opulent place in Kacham. For a useless broken piece of glass. I came out from my house. I wanted to take help of you. But what was my goal? What was I searching? Searching Kacham Chinwar Pratidhyaya. Kacham, useless broken piece of glass I was searching and I got Divya Ratnam, I got Parash Pathar, touches through. Then, Swami Kritartha, I am completely satisfied. Kritartha. Swami Karuna, my dear Lord, I don't want anything. So, we both are now at this point, the demigod sitting in the heavenly matter, appreciating the greatness of the Bhutanasa. For that end, they say here, Yadi Ratnam Swami Shishanakshatra, who says, if anything remaining from our piety, we have cultivated Ayushakya, if any virus is remaining, no, not taking the exhaust, but if anything remaining, we don't want to use that piety for sense meditation, rather, we want to use that piety by your goodness to bring him of our birth in India. Swishas, Tenaj Nadesh Mukmat Janam. We want to take birth, Ajanav birth, Bharat birth. Asmritimat Jan, Asmritimat Jan, human form of life, where we can remember the Krishna. Other living entity, animal, they have no facility to remember Krishna, they have no facility to convey Krishna. One birth and Asmritimat Jan, Varse Yadira, Veta, Sampana. Prabhupada here, Prabhupada. Any god aspiring to make birth in India. And they are saying, even hurry, if he wants to take birth in here, he takes birth. What's a hurry? Because Bhaitam Sampana appears here. You could see it. If Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chodhya, another country, Ganga, the other country. But if hurry wants to take birth, what will she do? They will go. Hari wants to take birth there, which land is it? And for what reason he comes? He comes, God comes here. Some Bhajatam, some Tamuti. Because they are lying of India, they are from the Buddha, they are Gungati, the Bhajatam Sattva. In order to increase their fortune, in order to increase their Krishna consciousness, in order to increase their spaciousness, Lord Krishna comes to this land. My dear Lord, if anything is there remaining from my piety, so Swishtasya, 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 we have our father, Jagya, and we have all the aid of piety activity by the Jagya, by Swishtasya, studying the data, studying very nicely, we have given some thoughts of very nicely. Kritasya is other activity. So what is the result in auspicious activity here? That we want to use. That's what that credit in exchange of that credit we want to take for in India. So in this first talks about the Indian, it appears that Krishna Bhakti, Krishna consciousness is the birthright of India. Maybe Abhishekhi, but is it you have taken birth in India, since you are type of facility there with you. If life you can convert to Krishna, nothing belies that. Birth in India and human being is qualified everything. All opportunity with you, all facility is with you. And in this purpose, Prabhupada mentioned Bharat Bhumi Dev. This is the daily course talking about. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us yesterday some additional responsibility for India. We have to cultivate whosoever has taken birth in India, they must cultivate Krishna consciousness, their personal Krishna consciousness. They elevate themselves up to highest possible perfectional state. You can get anything. That is first, you must do. Plus, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives them additional responsibility. Bharat, Bhumitya, Jaila, Manji, Janda, Jaila, Sartha, Karpatma, and Karaparokta. To engage yourself in Karaparokta. Don't be satisfied simply by your personal cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Help people go there, help what they are. trying to make Krishna conscious, they are struggling for Krishna to pour their house and help them. So this is a special mercy. I have given a special additional responsibility given by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for India. One Prabhupada said that this is one Indian's humble service to the world. So much achievement, all Indian will join them. You can understand the fortune of the world. He said that it is Krishna consciousness is spreading all over the world. There Prabhupada talks about this is a humble, this is only one humble, only one Indian humble service to the world. This has made such a matter. All Indians will join together and they will cultivate Krishna concept, their personal life and respect, and what will be the fortune of God, we can't imagine. So, anything in this world. Special responsibility that in India should accept it and spread this as a Bharat and make it a little bit of Janam Shantra Parivarta. I comment now and of course we are getting late. But I understand that Rupanath Maharaj is in class in this day. And so
they is it necessary to be born in India to go to the school, especially Krishna Golok Vrindavan? Is it necessary to be born in India?
I think I could speak louder. Parma class is over. If somebody wants to go there.
So now this Krishna consciousness is spreading throughout this world, especially Madras world. There are 14 planet systems. There are 14 planetary systems.
There are 14 planetary systems.
Earth is on the 7th layer. 7. So is it necessary to be born only on the earthly planet in Bharatavarsha to go to Golok Vrindavan? Is it necessary or not?
It is like if you say that India, like from the airplane company, they put on hog center, hog country, but hog city. So if this is in Bharatavarsha, Prithvi, India is our Prithvi, earthly planet. It is from here, what we will see, Karma Bhumi, in the Vishesha. India is like Bharatavarsha, Karma Bhumi. From here, whatever activity we are having, from here the Karma Bhumi, from here that we can go to this planet, to the Zali planet, and to the Vaikuntha. So this is like, सेंटर ऑफ हॉप कंट्री यहाँ से प्रत्येक एयरलाइन का होता है कहीं से वहाँ से ही सब कुछ होता है यहाँ से जाता है ब्रिटिश एयरलाइन जाएगा तो डायरेक्ट वो नॉर्मल ये तो वंदे यहाँ फाइनल डेस्टिनेशन इज यू आर बट बिफोर गोइंग यू आर दे विल गो टू हीथ्रो तो सिमिलरली एनी वेयर फाइनल डेस्टिनेशन बट वंस कम हियर दिस इज कर्म भूमि from here, any great point in every direction. Depends on the way, how you judge. Yeah, I was a real guy, Tattva will feel like toxic. Yeah, Narak me jana chahte hai, toh you not possible to go directly from the heavenly planet. Yeah, I think that I am.
So from Brahmaloka also one cannot go to the Golok Vrindavan.
Thank you.